The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Lots of people turned to gardening during the first lockdown and the second. It's still winter, but there's lots to be done. Pádraig Horkan, he of the Horkan Garden Centre family, is on the line. Pádraig, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. And what better thing to be doing than being out in your garden?
Absolutely. Now, you have some words of warning, though, for people who like to grow their own, plant seeds or get seed potatoes or whatever. There may be a scarcity.
There will be a scarcity, Pat, because generally we import between 5 and 6 tons of seed potatoes from Scotland every year. But there's no agreement between Brexit and the EU on the importation of seed potatoes from the UK. And so there's going to be a deficit of seed potatoes, both on the commercial side, but also on the gardener side. So my advice really to our listeners is to get your seed potatoes early. Garden centres did bring them in before Christmas, but there has been a huge uplift in Grow Your Own at the moment since Christmas. So my advice really is to get your seed potatoes early, get your onions early as well, because the same ban from the UK is there for anything in the allium family. And vegetable seeds are difficult and slow to get as well, Pat. So make sure you stock up early, I suppose, really is my advice. Get your seed potatoes, onions and veg seed as soon as you can.
Now, I'll throw questions at you because they're coming in thick and fast. Okay. Would I be mad to try and grow wisteria on a semi-detached house?
No, not at all. I mean, wisteria does really well. It is a vigorous climber and it will need to be trimmed annually to keep it controlled. But apart from that, it does really well. It does need support. It's not self-clinging, so you will have to put up some wire or trellis. And when planting wisteria, I always recommend, because it's short flowering, it only flowers for about 6 to 8 weeks, you need to have some other climbers planted with it. So something like Clematis montana to flower in the spring. And there's a beautiful winter flowering Clematis in flower at the moment called Winter Beauty. I have it in my own garden. It's absolutely stunning at the moment in January. So with wisteria, plant other climbers as well.
This one here, please recommend a couple of trees for a small garden. Would a crab apple work? And if so, what variety?
Yes, it would. And crabs tend to be quite small in stature, growing to between around 15 to 16 feet. A couple of really nice varieties. Golden Hornet produces lovely red berries. And the berries on mallus or crabapple are edible. So you can eat them or use them for crabapple jelly. John Downey is another really nice dwarf variety. Rudolph is a beautiful variety as well. So the mallus family. But also, if you're looking for a nice weeping tree, I love the weeping pear, Pyrus salicifolia. It means willow-like leaves. It's got beautiful silver leaves, white flowers. It only grows to about 10 feet. It's a lovely small tree. Or an evergreen tree is cotoneaster, weeping cotoneaster. Again, it'll grow to about 8 to 10 feet. So perfect for a small garden. And now is a great time, Pat, for planting trees in general.
I have a very high and long Gresselinia hedge in my garden, about 12 to 15 metres long, 4 metres high. We grew it from plants about 41 years ago. Since early summer, though, two large holes in different areas in the hedge occurred. The roots look fine, and I thought it might have been birds, as we have a number of nests in the hedge, but the area has increased in size considerably over the past 6 months. It does not look diseased, just very clear big holes that a small child could go through to the other side. I'm very anxious to try to fix this before the spring and the serious growing season starts.
Yeah, and it sounds to me like, Pat, Gresselinia gets two fungal disease problems. One is honey fungus, which attracts the root base, and individual plants will die away over a couple of years. But this to me sounds like sclerantina, which is white mold, and it causes patches within the Gresselinia hedge itself. It's dormant in wintertime, so there's no regression of the hedge during the winter period. But as we come into the spring and early summer, you'll see more leaves falling off that particular plant. If that's the symptoms as we go into spring and summer, my advice is to remove the damaged plants. Take those out completely. The rest of the hedge will actually fill in over 1 to 2 seasons. So you can train the remaining hedge to fill in the bare gaps. But it definitely sounds like a fungal disease, because Gresselinia is one of those really hardy, easy to grow hedges. But if we prune it very late in autumn, early winter, or very early in the springtime, you leave it exposed to fungal diseases. And that's what it sounds like to me. So sclerantina, it's a white mold and destructive on Gresselinia.
Okay. So take it out and the rest will fill in time.
Yes,
John and Ackle,
yes.
Can you please ask Borek, has he any long-handled gadget for pulling weeds for someone who's just had a hip replacement?
Oh, very good. Well, the garden tool I use myself is actually a German hoe called the Wolf tool, and it comes with nearly a 6 foot long handle. So it's a particularly good stainless steel hoe that slides or glides across the surface of the soil and scuffles out the weeds. But you can get it with a nearly a 6 foot long handle. It's brilliant for getting in between shrub borders or beds or your veg garden. So that's called the Wolf garden hoe. It's a German made, so it's really good quality, and I'd highly advise it.
Could I have a climber on my front facade growing from a pot because I don't have a front garden?
It's not a great way, Pat, to be honest, because any of the climbers by their nature are vigorous and they need lots of space. The climber will do well for a short number of years, but after that, it'll start to regress. So unless you're able to give it a really big root run with a very large pot or raised bed, climbers are always better in the soil if preferable. So plants like wisteria and clematis and so on really require either a really big pot or being directly in the garden soil. And that's preferable for me if you can get them into the soil rather than putting them in a pot.
Now, garden question for Porrick, and it runs deeper than gardening, but to a family rivalry. Each member of our family has planted a variety of maple tree. These are growing at a variety of rates. What can I do to give my maple tree a well-needed boost in the growing race?
Okay, well, look, maples are deciduous. They're dormant at this time of the year. And most plants, we don't feed them until around St. Patrick's weekend. At that time of year, give it a good tree and shrub fertilizer. So something like Osmo Pro 6 or a good tree and granulated fertilizer around St. Patrick's weekend. Repeat it in April, and that will give it plenty of nutrition to come back into leaf. So Leave it alone at the moment. Don't touch it. And as we come into the middle of March, that's the time to start wakening plants back up again by feeding them.
But the siblings are all listening as well, so they'll do precisely the same. This one, I have a jasmine gone mad. It's climbing all over my bay tree. Do I trim my lovely jasmine, or will the bay be okay anyway?
The bay tree will survive perfectly fine. It's probably the white flowering jasmine. So it's a beautiful white flower in early summer. You can give it some trimming back. It's a very easy plant to grow, and it will respond to being pruned back by getting bushier and stronger and giving you more flowers. But the bay tree is well able to compete with it. Bays are evergreen, so they even grow a little bit during the winter season. So I don't think it's going to cause any problem whatsoever.
Okay, and a final one. Our neighbour dumps their cut grass off on the roots of our perimeter hedge, and it's rotting there. Will it ultimately damage the hedge?
No, unless the grass is going up kind of 6 or 8 inches onto the stem of the hedge. So make sure that the grass is spread evenly along the root base and it'll be perfectly fine. It's actually feeding your hedge and it's helping to suppress the weeds. So there's nothing wrong with that whatsoever. I'm actually looking out in my own garden, Pat. I've got a big cedar tree with about 6 or 8 inches of grass clippings around the base of it, and that's where I put my grass clippings every season, and it's perfectly fine. So spread.
Okay.
Make sure that the grass clippings are spread and they'll be perfectly fine along the base
and
of the hedge.
Does it offer any nutrition at all to the plant?
Of course it does.
Okay.
Yes, it does.
Right.
Yeah. It's full of nitrogen and it will feed the plant and suppress the weed, so it's perfectly fine.
Okay, and the final point, it's not made by a listener, but made by you, about rhubarb. We can get early rhubarb if we act now.
If we force it, Pat, so fool the rhubarb into thinking it's springtime by simply covering it with a big terracotta pot or a refuse bin. If you exclude the light, it'll start to grow and you'll have a rhubarb pie at the end of February or the first or second week of March.
Great time to plant
rhubarb as well.
Very good. Porrick Horkin, thank you very much for joining us. It brings us to the end of the show.